Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's take a look at what the market is offering for new crop prices, first and foremost wheat.
Well, there's still some 2015 wheat in the bend. If you look at the basis for that, it's been bid off the KC July contract. It's about $4.80 on the futures price. The basis for old crop wheat's anywhere from a minus $1 to minus $0.80, which gives you $3.80 to $4 in Oklahoma. That harvest delivered wheat, again, bid off July contract, that basis is running from a minus $0.80 to a minus $0.65, gives you a new crop bid of somewhere between $4 and $4.15 a bushel.
Give us the rundown on canola too.
Well, if you look at canola, it's just a flat price of about $6.25 a bushel for canola.
And we've been talking about crop conditions this week. Let's look at production and how it compares to last year.
Well, if you look at Oklahoma wheat production, it'll probably be slightly less than last year. You know, we had 9% less planted acres for wheat, but our crop conditions are significantly better. And I think that's going to mostly offset that reduction in production due to less planted acres.
And then let's assume that 9% went into summer crops. How is the market looking for summer crops?
Well, if you look at corn, you know, if you're out in the panhandle, that's where it's fed, the basis is a minus 15 cents off the Chicago Board of Trade July contract, which is at $4. That gives you a forward contract for corn in the panhandle about $3.85. Central Oklahoma, it's 20 cents less for a basis of a minus 35 cents, gives you about $3.65 a bushel. Sorghum, they don't want sorghum in the panhandle. That basis is a minus $1.50, gives you $2.95 a bushel for sorghum. Central Oklahoma, it's a little more popular at a minus 75 cents off that December Chicago contract for corn, and gives you $3.25 a bushel. Soybeans, Central Oklahoma, minus 75 off the Chicago Board of Trade November contract, which is at 940 for a cash price. A panhandle, a dollar under that November contract for the beans, our cash price of 915.
And I'm assuming conditions looking pretty good for these summer crops, at least as they're getting started.
Well, the rains the last couple of weeks, most of the producers had those summer crops in, and they're up. If they didn't, they've got good soil moisture. We got an excellent start for summer crops in Oklahoma.
Okay, Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thank you.